somebody and your heart's no longer mine. And your heart's no longer mine, my dear. Your heart's no longer mine. And I hear you have another little man, and your heart's no longer mine. And Pete stands for Paddy, I suppose. G for my love, John. And W stands for Paul's William. Johnny is the fairest man. And Johnny is the fairest man, my dear. Johnny is the fairest man. I don't care what anybody says, 'cause Johnny is the fairest man. Wild bird's nest, and when I come down, I'll care a little more for the girl that I love best. But the girl that I love best, my dear, the girl that I love best. And when I come down, I'll care a little more for the girl that I love best. And P stands for Paddy, I suppose. J for my love, John. And W stands for Paul's William. Johnny is the fairest man. And Johnny is the fairest man, my dear. Johnny is the fairest man. I don't care what anybody says, 'cause Johnny is the fairest man. 'Cause Johnny is the fairest man.
Repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. Listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Welcome to Hell on Earth.
If you were expecting Generation Annihilation, abandon all hope, because it is time for Hell on Earth.
I'm Ryan Evil.
And I'm Shaun of the Dead.
And welcome. We're stinking up the airwaves for the next hour.
Filling in. We're going to be playing some local punk rock, hardcore, and metal, as well as some popular hardcore metal and punk. What are we going to start it off with, Mr. Evil?
We're going to do some Dagelow Abortions with Stupid World, Stupid Songs. Now, they played a really awesome show last week at the Astoria with SNFU, Lummox, and... Yeah, it was actually a really good show.
I wanted to go to that show, but kind of banned from bars at the time due to my bail order.
It was definitely an awesome show, definitely the social event of the season. Awesome everybody that showed up to that. It was about $15, and yeah, it was definitely one of the best shows I've definitely seen in Vancouver since I moved here. So we're going to start off the show with Dagelow Abortion, Stupid Songs.
Right here on CITR 101.9.
We'll be right back.
And that was Dangle Abortion, straight out of Victoria with Stupid Songs. And I was just talking about the awesome show last week. They played with SNFU and Lummix, so we're going to get in some SNFU here. Awesome local band. We always see
Chai Pig.
Yeah, we always see Chai Pig kicking around. If you're ever down in the East End at any local bar, you usually run into Chai Pig. He's always up, always up no good. We're going to try to get him in here one of these days for an interview. And
that should be an interesting interview.
It should be an interesting interview. See what kind of crazy.
We'll talk about how Epitaph kind of screwed them over and how that went down.
So we're going to get into the song Painful Reminder by SNFU's good classic. Probably back from the Epitaph days, I'm sure. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Yeah. Right here on CITR 101.9, only on Illinois.
A young boy had fallen in love with his homeroom teacher. He had fallen in love, and it happens every day in schools throughout the city. Throughout the city, she was married. Painful reminder.
So, sorry about that. Quick technical difficulty. So let's do some bantering for a minute here while we're setting up the next song.
Yeah, we're just trying to set up Life Against Death track, but it cut over it. Yeah, didn't they just tour California like a month or two ago?
Yeah, it was about 2 months ago, and they actually just got a new bass player the other day. I saw them at this the same night they're playing at the Rickshaw that the Daglo show was going on. It was definitely a...
Yeah, that sounded like a good show. Wish I could have gone to that one, too, but yeah, apparently they're Californian.
There was like four different punk and thrash shows going on that night. It was pretty insane.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, we're just about to play them right now. Their new track. They just recorded like probably 3 months ago or something like that.
Yeah, but it was right before Halloween. And
I think this new song's called Extinction, actually.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's getting some Life Against Death here on CIA.
Loco. So that was Propagandhi, the greatest punk rock band in Canada, in my opinion, with bullshit politicians, because that's what they are.
Every last one of them.
So it's Ryan Evil and me, Shaun of the Dead, here on Hell on Earth.
Taking over for Generation Annihilation. If you've heard our raunchy voices before, you've probably lived on the island and heard Subversive Resistance on CHLY. We finally got in on UBC, so
they'll regret that decision almost immediately.
So we're gonna try to keep this as legit as possible. So, yeah,
local shows,
thanks to Bryce and all the people that let us in here. So
he's probably grinding his teeth right now.
Yeah, he's on vacation. It's all good. So yeah, you're listening to Hell on Earth. Today the time is 12:13. Saturday, December the 11th. Yeah,
probably most of the people that would be into our music are probably still sleeping their hangover off.
Yeah.
So to all you indie people out there, we apologize. But not really.
I know. I think it's a pretty funny show to follow up some after some folk music. But it's awesome. Totally awesome. So, yeah, thanks for everyone for giving us this opportunity. So we're going to get in some show listings that have been coming up for the next couple days. Last night.
Month of December.
So I like to usually like to frequently haunt the local Funky Winker Beans down on East Hastings there. Because there's always – it's the
new Cobalt, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, all the good shows from the Cobalt, Wendy 13 pretty much took over that bar. So 37 West Hastings, you ever want to catch awesome local punk or metal shows?
It's the place to be, you know. Don't head on down to the Fobalt. That ain't where it's happening no more.
No, that's just that's kind of a joke these days. But Funky Winker Beans, so... we were talking, except for last week, they had the same promoters, but it was the Astoria, but they pretty much frequently...
Well, it was a bigger show, so they figured they wanted to, you know, have a bigger venue, better sound.
And last night, actually, so we saw... It was the
you saw
Blackie and the Triumphs, Trophy Wife, Gynosaurus X, which was actually pretty...
We looked them up. We wanted to play them because we wanted to play everyone... At one band off at least every upcoming show, but you know they had some great promo pictures, but no music. So
it was just a hideous picture of Ricky, the guitar player, and yeah.
Speak for yourself, you know. Good stuff for me. You know, Gynosaurus, you should really get some music up on there. You should maybe get a hold of some people to record you. Maybe Ty. I don't know. I could record you. I would sound like ass, but whatever. At least you'd have something.
So what's going on here? Go check out Funkies tonight. There's going to be Chris Walter doing a book release for his new book, Sins of the Poor.
Famous punk rock author.
Yeah, local fucking author. Excuse my language. Mature content warning.
Yeah.
I haven't done this in a while.
If you're just tuning in now, this probably is going to be a bit of an offensive show, so
So yeah, tonight, December 11th, Funky Winker Beans, Chris Walter book signing for Sins of the Poor and Alcoholic White Trash,
NWG,
Aging Youth Gang,
baby.
And Legally Blind. So it'll be a really wicked show tonight. So we're going to do some Alcoholic White Trash right now, and then we'll lead up to a commercial.
With Back to In the Corner. Well, after that, we're going to be playing some Guar. They played here not too long ago.
I caught that show.
Caught that show.
Guar was pretty good. Guar was pretty good. It was definitely not as intense as most of the last Guar shows I've ever seen. But
yeah, the first one we saw was still the best.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Well, then we'll be playing another Victoria band, Blood Nasty.
Yep, Blood Nasty is awesome. So, yeah, we're definitely covering a lot of local stuff, but...
We like the local!
We'll throw in some Guar, because they played here last week, and Guar is awesome.
Badass!
Guar is definitely an awesome band, but...
So, we got some AWT, Alcoholic White Trash, with Backed in a Corner coming up on Hell on Earth, only on CITR 101.9.
Shani from Inepsi. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
CITR would like to thank everyone who made a donation during Fun Drive 2010. Without your support, our little station would not be able to keep producing amazing volunteer-powered radio. Radio that strives to do something different, who introduce you to your new favorite song, your new favorite band, your new favorite sound. By harnessing the power of dozens of volunteer hosts as diverse as the programming they are dedicated to creating, we aim to give you something completely unique, and we could not do it without you. You are simply the best. CITR listeners. Better than all the rest. You're simply the best. Better than all the rest. Better than anyone.
Mature content warning. Viewer discretion is advised. Welcome back to Hell on Earth. This is Ryan Evil. And
this is Sean of the Dale.
And you're listening to the craziest crap to infiltrate the airwaves. So,
I want
to
hear some Gwar.
So, yeah, we're going to play some Gwar here with Bring Back the Bomb. Awesome.
Classic.
So, anyone that caught the Gwar show, yeah, definitely pretty rad show. And
I guess this
one. You probably helped crush my ribs. Crazy bastard. All right, so, yeah, let's get in some Gwar. Bring Back the Bomb on CITR
101.9. I must use the nukes. I can kill you all with my hands. Hydrogen bomb, new signs of doom. Thermonuclear, neutron bomb too. You say these devices must never be used. I say a mistake, let's get to the fuse. Hey! Bring back the bomb! This is state policy, by other means. Your life ends in terror. This is now the creed. This is the blasting of bloody steel beams. The bomb blows it backwards, there's no time to scream. And they tested the A-bomb, they had a real fear. The blast would destroy your sweet atmosphere. But far more important, as power increases,
was wasting the planet in well-ordered pieces.
Hey! Bring back the bomb! Bring back the bomb! Bring back the bomb, it's been far too long. Summon the brazen war chariot. Bring back the bomb, what makes it so wrong? Release the beast, you can't bury it.
while we're at it, let's go to Tibet. Let's vaporize the oceans with greed. Saving the whales at agenda for some. Nuking them. Search while we need. Pray! Burn that to bomb! They know not what they do. Pray! Burn that to bomb! Burn that to bomb! It's been far too long. Some have from brazen war chariot. Burn that to bomb! What makes it so wrong? Crucify Judas Iscariot. Pray! Bring back the bomb!
They know not what they do.
Bring! Bring back the bomb!
What makes it so wrong? Ah!
The bad and the leftover crack.
With the mother sickness. Before that, we had Guar, Bring Back the Bomb. Blood Nasty with Society? What was...
No, it was
Something Society.
Blinded by Society.
Well, I knew it was Something to Society.
It was Blinded by Society. Blood Nasty's good friend's band from over in the island, Victoria.
Victoria,
so,
Ty.
Like I said, we're...
apparently he's going to be starting up a label soon, so...
Yeah, he's going to recording school, and he's talking about starting up a label last
time. Yeah, it's off of his class, apparently.
Awesome.
Good guy. Anyway, well, you got some more shows to bring up, and then I think we should probably talk a little bit about zombies, because... last time I checked, I was pretty down with zombies. I'm in some trouble with your mouse over there.
A little bit, but yeah, we're all good. There's always gonna be technical difficulties, especially if I haven't been on the radio in about 2 months. But
well, yeah, you know, when we first applied here, we thought we were gonna get our own show right off the bat, and then we didn't, and kind of slacked off on the old radio skills. It looks like the thing is on, so I don't know about that, but
anyway, so yeah, so basically, welcome to Hell on Earth. You're tuning into Generation Annihilation. We're taking over for the day. This is Ryan Evil and Sean the Dead.
We killed him so we could get a spot. So, yeah, we're going to go to jail for life on top of the charges I've already have against me.
So yeah, I guess for the time being, we should probably switch over to some zombie talk, or do you want to hit up a CD? Since
let's hit up a CD here.
The damn computer ain't working properly. So what do we got going on there? What CD was that?
We're going to throw in some Misfits here. Good classic.
Well, can't go wrong with the Misfits.
My favorite band of all time. But yeah, so usually our whole idea for the show is we're going to cover a lot of local bands from the Tri-City area.
Yeah. It's hard to get there.
When we talk about Tri-City, we're talking about the whole island, the whole...
Vancouver kind of deal.
Northwest Coast, yeah. We'll even cover some bands.
BC, basically.
BC, yeah.
Aiming at BC. So, you know, if you got a band, you want to get it heard...
Email us.
Send it up over to us. We're on Facebook. And, yeah, this is The Misfits, only on Hell on Earth on CITR 101.9.
Yeah. hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
This is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's that? Mature content warning. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome back to Hell on Earth. We don't really know what happened here.
Little bit of a computer malfunction. I guess we had too many MySpace pages open. Yeah,
something melted down. I'm not quite sure. Like, this is my first time using this control board in this booth here, and I'm not really sure why the computer crashed. I'm not sure if this happens often to you guys that normally DJ here, but
maybe need a little bit more RAM going on.
Definitely kind of a pain in the ass, I'm going to say.
So that was Misfits we threw on there quickly. What song was that again, Mr. All-Knowledgeable Misfits?
That was Some Kind of Love, Some Kind of Hate, so... After that, I thought we had to fill in some more leftover crack just to fill in space.
Yeah, some Nazi white trash.
Well, it took us time to reboot the whole system. That was So this is probably why we have fun drives for... this is why we have fun drives for local community radio. We definitely... I guess we had the fun drive, it was about a couple weeks back here, but
maybe we should.
This is why we need your support, folks, so you got any extra...
Our computers are old!
Any extra pennies in your pocket, definitely donate them to the station, because they could definitely use some new equipment here by the looks of it, so...
you got that show list up, we should probably, talk about those shows while we got the computer access.
Yeah, well, this thing's still running before it crashes on us again. So, you're listening to Hell on Earth, taking over for Generation Annihilation for the day. This is Ryan Evil, and
I'm Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah. So, we were talking about last night was Dinosaurus X with Trophy Wife.
Black Maybe you want to talk about our tribute. Didn't someone die outside there last night?
Yeah, I actually saw that. The whole street was blocked off for a while. I didn't exactly see what exactly went on, but...
Apparently, Maya had posted that he tried to jump onto a garbage truck or something.
Somebody definitely got hit by a car, and...
apparently, he did pass away, so...
And he didn't win, so...
We... Send out our support to the grieving friends and family of a mysterious drunk garbage truck jumper.
Sorry to hear about that. That was definitely a messed up. It was definitely a crazy night last night.
That's why I thought I couldn't get a hold of you. I thought that you were all like, oh man, I thought I was going to call you and you'd be like, oh, I saw someone die last night and I don't know what to do.
Nothing stops me from taking over the airwaves. All right, so tonight's going to be the Chris Walter books release signing for Sins of the Poor, his new book that just came out. And it's going to be Alcoholic White Trash, Aging Youth Gang, Legally Blind. Then coming up on the 17th, No Books presents Brady's Problem, System Shit, ATF, and Execution 66. Then the next day after that, on the 18th, will be the Anti-Christmas with Sinned, Codex, Madrid, a.k.a. Masquerade of Silence, Locrendus, and M16. Thursday, December 30th, will be the tributes Power Clown, an Iron Maiden tribute band that all dresses like clowns.
Iron Maiden!
From what I've seen, these guys are pretty ridiculous. I've seen them on the ear goggles.
Do they wear wigs?
Oh, they're full-out clowns. They're full-out clowns. It's going to be a good time.
Full-on entertainers, you should say.
And they're going to be playing with Black Sabbath tribute band, Sack Blabbeth. And then on... The 31st is going to be the Punk versus Metal New Year's Eve, which is going to be should be a really awesome show.
Yeah, and all the bands are all posted up on there. Yeah.
Funkies will be open until 4 a.m. There's going to be Fallen Decade, the East Vamps. East, awesome. The
We're going to try and play some Fallen Dead later, actually.
Fallen Decade, yeah.
If MySpace doesn't crash on us again.
Yeah, we'll do some Fuck You Pigs as well. They're a pretty rad band. I've seen them open for Lummox several times. We got Lummox coming up next, actually. There's... They're pretty rad last week as well. It's always an entertaining band to see. But,
uh-huh.
And that's going to be, yeah.
That's got members of Daglo in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's got Creighton. Creighton from Daglo and some
other. We got to throw that out there.
Yeah.
Promotion.
But, yeah, there's going to be more bands to be announced from that. So if we get another show and maybe before the end of the month, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
And January 1st is going to be Slag Duster, Tearing Aside, Banished, Funeral Rhythm, and more to be announced. So let's get in some Lomix here.
Yeah, we'll have some Fall of Dead and some Hunger of the Damned. Then we might get into a little bit of zombie talk later on if we have time.
Yeah, let's discuss this new awesome show that's been coming out.
This is on everybody's mind right now. If you have anything to do with zombies, you know, the only thing you're thinking about is The Walking Dead.
Awesome show. Totally awesome show. It's definitely probably the greatest thing I've ever seen to grace the television. So.
Yeah, AMC all about. And you know, we love, you know, I was blown away by Breaking Bad, and then all of a sudden this comes out, and it's just like, woo, woo. You know, I like my Breaking Bad. I like my crystal meth.
But, The Walking Dead is totally awesome. Directed by the guy that did the Shawshank Redemption, so it's definitely
really, huh?
Yeah. So it's definitely wicked direction. In the
Based on the graphic novel that came out in what, the late 90s? Like 98?
Yeah, late 90s, early 2000s. If you ever checked it out, it's a really awesome comic. And
apparently,
first couple issues follows it just like a storyboard. So I'd say definitely check out the graphic novel and then watch the TV show. So, but enough of zombie talk. We'll get into that. We got 20 minutes to go. So let's get in some Lomix.
Right here on CITR 101.9.
Hey, all right. How y'all doing? We got some hilarious lum for ya. That's right. Hilarious lumox. Alright, here we go. I'm a big fat lum and I want some fun. Got a $20 hole with a big fat bum. Knick-knack, paddywhack, buy me a beer. I'll kick your ass right out of here. I swear I'm all covered in hair. I barf and belch all over myself. Wear an orange mat and Levi's slacks. When I bend over, you can see the crack of my ass. Hey, get that pencil out of there. Hoo-ah! Yeah, that's right. Yo, little lady, why don't you all come up and sit on my Captain Eyeliner's knee? Show you where I keep my fish sticks. Rubbing up dub, three lums in the tub, and who do you think that could be? A skinny little drummer and a guitar picker and a big fat lum, that's me. Well, I'm a big fat lum and I want some fun. Got a $20 hole with a big fat bum. Knick-knack, paddywhack, buy me a beer. I'll kick your ass right out of here. Yeah, that's right. I'll kick your skinny, pimply little butt right through that door over yonder. Yee, fucking hot. That's a lummox for ya. Give me a fucking hey. Yeah, that's right. Lummox.
Oh man.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
It's only a dream. Power Chord. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
UnionEvents.com presents Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine with Subhumans and Fuel Injected 45, Saturday, October 16th at the Rickshaw Theater. Formerly of the Dead Kennedys, legendary musician, poet, and activist Jello Biafra returns to Vancouver with his new band, whose sound retains some of the spine...
How best to explain it? You've seen me in X-Men.
Yeah.
The character I am, Professor Charles Xavier, if you remember, he can control things with the power of his mind, and make people do things and see things. So I thought, what if you can do that for real? I mean, not in a comic book world, but in the real world.
All right.
So in my film, I play a man who controls the world with his mind.
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah, for instance, I'm walking along. And I see this beautiful girl, and I think I'd like to see her naked, and so all her clothes fall off.
All her clothes fall off?
Yes, and she's scrabbling around to get them back on again, but even before she can get her knickers on, I've seen everything. You know, I've seen it all.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We've already seen everything.
Okay. It's a comedy, is it?
No.
Welcome back to Hell on Earth!
Mature content warning! Listener discretion is advised!
Definitely. This is Shaun of the Dead, and that was Ryan Evil. We played some Lummix in there, and then we were gonna play Fallen Decade, but we forgot we should have thrown in some Fuck You Pigs, so we played some Fuck You Pigs. The song Fuck You Pigs.
Yep. That's
their opinion, not kind the dog stations.
Still figuring out the system here, kind of threw in an old ad with the Jello Biafra show, but...
Yeah, that show already happened, but I'm sure it was very good, and you should probably check out Jello Biafra if he comes back to town, which he most certainly will be, so...
One of these days. Apparently it was a really rad show, but...
I went to the
Chai Pig birthday bash that same night,
so... What was I doing that night?
I don't remember. I just remember going to Chai Pig's birthday bash that night. It was also a pretty good show, so... Every time SNFU plays, it's always interesting times, but we're running out of time, so we're going to get in some
Fallen Decade.
Dead by Morning by Fallen Decade, and then we're going to do some Hungry Vancouver premiere of Hungry Are the Damned.
Oh, yeah.
With the song Fuck Everything. But first, Fallen Decade.
Only on CITR 101.9.
Gravelers throughout the days and skies. Sacred lies are
Yo, welcome back to Hell on Earth, only on CITR 101.9. Shaun of the Dead and Ryan Evil filling in for Generation Annihilation, which will be back next week, I believe. Won't be us, unfortunately. So what do we got coming up here? Some Hungry the Damned before we sign off here?
Yep, Hungry the Damned, and then stay tuned for Power Chord coming up. And
get your metal on! So, yeah.
It's a good way to start a Saturday afternoon, I think.
Some punk and metal. Get yourself stoked.
Yep.
For, drinking and nonsense that you do tonight.
For all the crazy people that wake up to their hungover on a Saturday afternoon and then crank the radio. It's good times.
I enjoy it. So, yeah, new and upcoming local band, Hungrier the Damned. Apparently, they're still looking for a drummer. So, if anyone drums out there, you should probably give them a shout. But, yeah.
So, yeah. And see what we can cram in till the end of the show. We're running out. There's never enough things to fill into an hour. So
We had fun. I hope you had fun listening to us.
Yeah, email, call the station, CITR 101.9, and tell them to give us more airplay.
Or look for Ryan Evil on Facebook or Sean Rathy on Facebook.
Yeah, and
drop us a line.
Yeah, let us know how we did, and try to get us more airplay. You want to hear more Hell on Earth than you are.
And I know you do.
You let them know, and yeah, hopefully we can get some more airplay on this. But yeah, let's get into some Fuck Everything by Hungry of the Damned.
Only
let's...
on Hungry, Hell on Earth on CITR 101.9.
Let's get it. this is Lenny of Mass Grave. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.